This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex Jones, or maybe I should say I'm sitting in for Owen Schroyer, who's sitting in for Alex Jones. Everybody's out on secret missions, so we're deep in the back bench here, but I'm very glad to be with you, and I'm very excited to see what comes out of the mission that Owen Schroyer is on right now. Of course, he is going to ask a few questions to some protesters at the Texas State Capitol as Texans, believe it or not, and I'm ashamed to say it, Texans are actually protesting against the freedom that the governor has bestowed upon us in his infinite wisdom. Of course, this isn't really anything to be that happy about. The fact is, he never should have put a mask mandate in the first place, but he's lifted the mask mandate, and a lot of liberals are very mad that they're not being told what to do. How dare you not control us? How dare you not be our master? We want to be slaves, after all. I don't get it, but maybe Owen Schroyer will get to the bottom of exactly what their grievance is and what they're looking forward to. So that's what he's doing right now, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in the next hour. Of course, also getting into some of the other trends that I was able to observe. For the last 2 weeks, I've been on parental leave, I guess you could say. Had a baby 2 weeks ago, and so I've sort of been out of the loop, not in the quagmire here, you know, in the torrential rain of news that is constantly coming down. And so I've gotten a unique perspective, which is just occasionally checking in, seeing what's going on, and seeing, in reality, an endless cascade of tyranny. Just an absolute avalanche of insanity coming from all corners of the establishment, whether it's corporations, the government, the media. It's really been absurd, and there's been a couple things that have stood out to me. Usually when you're in this, when you're surrounded, when you're in the weeds of all of the news and trying to cover everything, you can lose sight of the big picture. Then you step away a little bit and you take that bird's eye view and you start seeing larger trends manifest themselves. One of these has been the, how do I even put this? I don't even like talking about this stuff. The aggressive application, the aggressive perpetuation of pedophilia. And I'll talk to you about some stories that you've probably heard about, but when you put them all together, you really see the trend, and yeah, it's a troubling one. We'll get to that in just a little bit, but first I want to start with this video. This is from CNN, and even just the title of the video tells you everything you need to know. Ethics professor, this is a professor of ethics, you understand, says Americans will take the vaccine in exchange for the return of their freedom. It's called extortion. It's being perpetuated on you right now. Here's that clip from CNN.
But there are going to be communities and areas of the country where it starts to make sense due to high availability of vaccine to say, you want to come back to work in person? Got to show me a vaccine certificate. You want to go in a bar, a restaurant? Got to show me a vaccine certificate. I think there will be some inequality in the U.S., but hopefully it will wash out quickly as the supplies increase very rapidly, and I think they're going to. It also gives you an incentive to overcome vaccine hesitancy. Some people are not sure still whether they want to do the vaccine, but if you promise them more mobility, more ability to get a job, more ability to get travel, that's a very powerful incentive to actually achieve fuller vaccination. Internationally, those problems are there. There's no denying it. There are going to be countries that are way behind in terms of having access to anything. But I'm going to predict that the world won't wait for vaccine passports until everybody is on board. I still think you're going to see some in place, despite the fact that this will isolate some countries and perhaps even cause them economic damage. It's just the better off and the lucky, in a certain sense, not wanting to wait for everybody to come on board.
There you go. The professor of medical ethics at New York University recommending extortion in order to perpetuate their agenda. You don't want the vaccine? Well, then prepare to be locked in your house, be unable to go out and enjoy a show or attend a ball game. Yeah, it's extortion at the medical level, using your health and your life as a chip on the table. Truly incredible stuff. We'll get more into the masks, the vaccines, the pedophilia, all that fun stuff on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Back, folks. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, the host of the American Journal here, the morning show on InfoWars. We take a lot of calls and hear a lot of great things from a lot of great callers. I'm always blown away by the quality of our audience in the terms of what they come up with, what they're aware of, news that, you know, even when we are in this quagmire, even when we are obsessively following every news trend that we can, they'll always inform you about something that you hadn't heard of. So that's always very fun. But in this hour, I've prepared a little bit of information for you. Now, there's one thing about InfoWars that might surprise some people, and that is our consistency. It might seem a little bit strange because we're always portrayed as insane conspiracy theorists, right? And, you know, when you hear Alex Jones go on one of his epic rants, he jumps from topic to topic, and for regular people that aren't used to this sort of thing, it can be overwhelming and you know, seem frantic almost. But the reality is, ever since COVID-19 broke onto the scene, ever since coronavirus became a word that people were actually aware of, we've been the steady hand in all of it. And I know it's kind of weird to imagine, but the fact is, we go off the facts on the ground. We go off what's actually happening. We aren't being led like a dog on a chain by the mainstream media jumping from hysteria to hysteria. That's what the Blue Anon is up to. That's what the leftists are very, very good at doing. Oh, I'm supposed to be mad at Ted Cruz. I'm so really mad at Ted Cruz. Don't wear a mask. You're stupid for wearing masks. You have to wear a mask or you're going to jail for not wearing masks. There's no consistency there because there's no reality behind it. Meanwhile, here at InfoWars, long before the mainstream media was ever covering coronavirus or COVID-19, we were saying, hey, you know, there's weirdness going on in China. It seems like there's something happening there. Maybe we should be paying attention to this. Maybe we should be taking precautions to prevent whatever this weird illness is from getting over here. Oh, you're a racist. You're anti-China. How dare you make those claims? You're a conspiracy theorist. Then all of a sudden, it's like frantic, full-on panic, just like, shut everything down, everybody wear a mask. And we're like, whoa, 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 calm down. Even though we were the first to warn about it, suddenly we're the ones going, whoa, 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 we don't need to destroy the world economy over this. It's just the flu, essentially. A little bit different, but not so much. It's the flu from like a horror movie where an insane scientist manipulates the flu to make it worse. But we've always been sort of the steady hand. We've always had kind of the same reaction to all of this, not being led around by the nose by the mainstream media. And one of the things that we have always perpetuated here is the idea that the true tyranny that will come out of the coronavirus pandemic, epidemic, catastrophe slash hoax will be perpetuated by the corporations and not the government. Because as fallen as America is, and trust me, folks, if you're watching this, you're probably well aware that America, not really America anymore, not inhabiting, not, you know, not embodying the values that America once stood for. We've fallen far. We've been usurped. We are now being governed by globalist psychopaths. I think we're all aware of this. But there's still this inkling, this iota, this node deep within the American soul and the American psyche that is rebellious, that does not bend to authority. Now, they're doing the best to snuff it out, you know, as well as they can, but there's still that little bit that says, you're not allowed to do this to us, whatever this is. The government is not allowed to dictate what we do, what we say, what we think. There's still a little bit of that. So we always knew that the government wouldn't be the ones to mandate vaccines or, you know, perpetuate anything of the sort, because the government knows there's still that little ember of a flame that can once again be lit, and they're afraid of that. So they're not going to be the ones to do it. The ones that are going to be the ones enacting this tyranny will be the corporations. So that's what we're seeing happening now. And of course, here's the article, 13 woke corporations fighting back against Texas mask mandate repeal. Major corporations in Texas and Mississippi are reassuring their customers that they will continue to enforce mask mandates and other CDC guidelines in reaction to the state governor's recent announcements. And it's things like Target and Starbucks, and Macy's and Toyota, and Hyatt, Walgreens, CVS, all these major corporations are saying, don't worry, the government might not be controlling you, but we'll step in and fulfill that purpose. Thank you so much, you devious jerks. It's totally amazing. Protesting against the lifting of the mask mandate. But let's go to the science, shall we? Let's look at the reality on the ground. Let's look at the numbers as they stand. Here I have for you a nice little graph that was put together. It's data from December 1st, 2020 through March 2nd, 2021. And it shows the mask states versus the no-mask states. Here we see the mask states in orange and the no-mask states in blue. And I think what you'll notice is that not much difference, not a dramatic fall off, not a major discrepancy between these two lines. In fact, they pretty much follow exactly the same trajectory. What you derive from this? Well, the effects of the mask is not dramatic. In fact, it's hardly there at all. Whether it makes a difference whatsoever is up for debate. But even if it does, the difference is so minute, it's basically non-existent. Story from Infowars.com. Numbers in the new CDC report destroy the case for mask mandates. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention released a report on Friday, which it quietly admitted that the mask mandates in America were allegedly responsible for less than 2% decrease in COVID case growth after 100 days. But still, the CDC advises wearing masks despite their own numbers. There's a lot of complicated numbers in here, but suffice it to say that after 100 days, the transmission rate saw a decrease of 1.8%. 1.8% decrease in transmission, and the mask mandates were also associated with a 0.7 percentage point decrease in daily COVID-19 death growth rates. Yes, that's what they're calling it. Daily case and death growth rates before implementation of mask mandates were not statistically different from the reference period. And on top of that, it is within the margin of error. The margin of error in this case is about 5%. So what does this mean? It means masks don't work. It means they are, if anything, a slight little bend in the curve, just the slightest little deviation. And yet you'll be thrown in jail if you don't wear them. You'll be fined out of existence. You'll not be permitted to attend your local ball game. You won't be allowed to shop in your favorite store. And if you're a flyer on American Airlines, you may be brought to tears. And that, again, is the story from Infowars.com. American Airlines promises investigation after a flight attendant bullies elderly woman to tears for briefly lowering her mask. This is a Republican strategist who posted on Twitter. He says, quote, an elderly lady on my American Airlines flight put her mask down briefly because she thought she was going to pass out. She put it right back on, and now a flight attendant is threatening to kick her off the flight. She's in tears and begging to be allowed to stay on. People have lost their humanity. And I pointed out this morning during American Journal, this last line is the key to all of it. People have lost their humanity. And if you want to know what the point of the mask mandates are, it's exactly that. It's about empowering the petty tyrants It's about forcing you to symbolically submit. Because at the end of the day, when we see how little effect the mask mandates actually have and yet how aggressively they're being pushed, you have to understand that the masks are a symbol, and that's all they are. And the way you know that is because they're not mandating an N95 mask. They're not mandating the full face gas mask that would actually be necessary to fully prohibit COVID-19 from transmitting from person to person. It can be a piece of tissue paper. It can be one of these little diapers that you get for 99 cents for a dozen. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you wear the mask. What matters is that you submit. What matters is that you show by muzzling yourself that you are willing to adhere to their laws and their rules, no matter how nonsensical, no matter how little effect they actually have. It's all about submission, and it's all about the symbol to force you to mask yourself. They're not going to mask you. You have to mask yourself. And now, as Owen Schroyer is no doubt finding out at this very moment, the people are demanding that they be symbolically enslaved under this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, in that last segment, the most important line was that very last line at the end of the tweet about, you know, an elderly lady being brought to tears, being threatened with banishment from being able to fly on airlines because she dared lower her mask for even the briefest moment. The last line, of course, was, people have lost their humanity. And that sort of hits the nail on the head. There's a reason these are the words that people use when they describe this sort of stuff. It is a lack of humanity. It is a lack of empathy. It's a lack of connection with another human being when you have an elderly lady brought to tears by some petty tyrant in a American Airlines flight attendant uniform who is exerting her petty tyranny, unquestionable and completely confident in her righteousness, as she threatens to ban this little old lady from the flight. Not for completely disregarding the rule, not for being rude or violent or outrageous, but for simply trying to breathe outside of her mask for the briefest of moments. It's nonsensical, it's petty, it's terrifying, to be honest, and of course it's anti-human. And that's what it all comes down to. It's an agenda against the human race, against the very basics of what make us human, what separates us from the animals. That's one of the things that you'll see as we cover all this news. People are literally led around like dogs on chains and will not hesitate to attack their fellow humans as if those people are just another rabid animal. And so that brings me to this next series of stories that I delight in bringing you on this March afternoon. Transgender activist says little girls are kinky to defend bathroom invasion. And of course, this comes, one of the big stories here was that Lauren Witzke was kicked off Twitter for criticizing this. She calls this statement demonic, which it certainly is. Demonic, I guess, would be another term for this anti-human agenda that's going on. And it is very disturbing that, you know, people would be kicked off for criticizing this. But the fact that this type of statement is being publicized in the first place is horrifying. So let me read what this person says. And again, there's certain little, just one sentence out of the whole thing that sort of crystallizes it and brings it all together. This transgender activist, Alok Vaid Menon, who said that little girls are kinky to defend the sexualization of young children, said this, quote, these days the narrative is that transgender people will come into bathrooms and abuse little girls. The supposed purity, in quotations, the supposed purity of the victims has remained stagnant, apparently defending the abuse of the innocent. This is something that I discovered when I attended a protest in Austin. It was a group of parents, grandparents, family members who were concerned about the transgender information that was being proposed as a part of the sexual education curriculum in Austin public schools. So you have a group of parents, grandparents, and children standing there outside of the Austin school building, where inside this was being debated whether or not to include the transgender hypergraphic homosexual education in the curriculum. And they're saying, we don't want our kids subjected to this. We don't want to have to go out of school. Like, you know, all of this, you know, the solution is not to back away, right? If you want to get away from all this, what does that mean? That means you don't go to shows anymore. You don't go to ball games. You don't participate in public life. You don't send your kids to school. You don't go to church. You don't. No, that's not an option, because this is our country. This is our nation. And we deserve to have our beliefs respected and embodied in our nation. So it's not an option just to say, well, if you don't like it, pull your kids out of public school. No, that's not fair. So it's all these parents and grandparents standing around saying, we don't want this being taught to our children. We don't want our children introduced to this sort of stuff. And we don't want to have to pull our kids out of school to avoid this degenerate filth. And what happened? They weren't allowed to protest. They were shouted down. They could hardly get a word out because there were literally transgender, castrated, childless, they'll never have children, but they were there shouting down the parents. They'll never have children. They don't really have a stake in this, right? But they're there shouting down the parents, telling the parents, you're evil, you're bad, and telling the parents, we will corrupt your children. And this is what they said to me. I mean, this isn't speculation. This isn't like, oh, they're trying to corrupt the children. No. They hated the idea of purity. They hated that concept being projected onto them, and they were gleefully demanding that the children be perverted. Literally. I mean, that's what they're saying. They're saying, like, we reject your Christian purity, and we are going to introduce your children to this. Childless, castrated men in dresses are telling you, you don't have a right to teach your children about purity, about virginity, about righteousness, or you know, whatever you want to call it. You don't get to decide for what's good for your children or your grandchildren. The perverts do. And that's what this is all about. So again, it's like this one statement really should stand out above it all. It should shine like a beacon of horror to anybody that reads it when they say the supposed purity of the victims has remained stagnant. And there was another story recently of a mother, somebody, you know, teaching their kids there's no such thing as virginity. I mean, this is what they want you and your kids to believe. And if you're against it, you're the bad one and you will be overruled by this type of guy. They're the ones that get to decide what your children believe and what they see. And they think purity doesn't even exist. And they think little kids, little girls are kinky. They say your kids aren't as straight and narrow as you think. It's absolutely horrific. But again, this is just one of these stories, right? You got the banning of Lauren Whiskey based on the fact that she calls this demon demonic. That's one thing. But there's a series of this. You also have the Australian ABC reporters told not to use the term pedophile to describe child sex abusers because not all pedophiles molest children. Now, this doesn't make sense in a variety of different ways, right? It's kind of, you know, rectangles aren't always squares, the squares are always rectangle. I'm going to go ahead and say, if you abuse a child, if you sexually abuse a child, you're a pedophile. So you can be called that. But what they're really trying to tell you is that they're trying to say, don't demonize pedophilia. Don't demonize pedophiles. Pedophiles are good. I mean, this is the implication, the glaring implication, right? It's hard to argue that this isn't exactly what they're saying, because it is what they're saying. Reporters at Australia's ABC Tasmania have been told not to use the term pedophile to describe child predators because, quote, not all pedophiles abuse children. So what does that mean? You're afraid of insulting the pedophiles? You don't want to misconstrue the beliefs of the pedophiles? Okay. But it's not just them, is it? From BigLeaguePolitics.com, United Nations demands for parents to respect the, quote, sexual freedom of their children. Sexual freedom of their children. You know? And what to say about this? What do you say about this? What you say about this is protect your children, reject the New World Order, demand that your right to your child being pure be maintained, their innocence be preserved against the constant exploitation and attacks of these pedophile perverts.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off to sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Harrison Smith. I'm the host of the American Journal, which you can see right here on InfoWars.com and Band.video each and every weekday morning from 8 to 11 a.m., directly preceding the Alex Jones Show. I'll be hopping out of the chair at the end of this hour, and John Rappaport will be taking over. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that the sale has been extended, and you have just a little bit more time to take advantage of the Fortify Your Supply sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to 50% off our top-selling products, plus free shipping, and it has been extended, however briefly. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and 50% off. That's one of our top-selling products, and I get callers on American Journal all the time raving about Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's a great way to start your day or boost your vitamin intake on a daily basis. That's 50% off the Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. That wasn't here when I went on parental leave 2 weeks ago. I come back. We got brand new products, and they seem fantastic. I haven't had a chance to try them out yet, but maybe I will, since I am desperate for a good night's sleep with the newborn baby at home. But that's 40% off, even though it's a brand new product. We want you to try it. We want you to rate it on the website so we know how you feel about it. If it's anything like our other products, it'll be darn near close to a five-star rating very, very soon. That's Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, and it's 40% off. And there's free shipping site-wide, I believe, which means if you've been putting off making some of these purchases, especially some of the larger ones like the water filters or the air filters, now is the time to really stock up. And if you sort of buy things one at a time here or there as you go, well, it's free shipping now, so you're going to want to just buy as much as possible to maximize your savings on the free shipping. Now is the time to do it, and it won't last much longer. It's the Fortify Your Supply sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And personally, of course, I suggest the Turbo Force. That's 40% off and is a absolutely fantastic product, as is the Alexa Pure Pro. That's $50 off plus free shipping, and that's a large product. So the shipping, I imagine, would be a little bit higher than some of the supplements and stuff. So you get even more off by taking advantage of the free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, if there's one thing about the InfoWars store, it's the consistently low prices and consistently high-quality products. I talked a little bit about it earlier in the hour, the consistency that we embody here at InfoWars. And there's another consistency that I'm proud to help perpetuate going forward, and that is we are consistently anti-war, consistently pro-privacy, pro-individual human rights. And this is, again, a departure from the mainstream, a departure from the typical. Because you'll notice that in the recent days, things like the Patriot Act have been drummed up, and all these other just absolutely draconian, tyrannical measures being taken by the federal government to clamp down on the so-called white supremacy. And this is being cheered on by a lot of people. I suppose in a way it's a little bit consistent because they were cheering on the Patriot Act from the beginning. But I keep reading headlines that are like, oh, we should really be worried about this Patriot Act. We should really be concerned about the overreach of the government as they go after white supremacists, because what if it's used against brown people? What if they use this Patriot against black people, and we can't have that? Used against white people? Fantastic. Good. Go for it. Get them. Get those guys. But whoa. But what if they use them against brown people? Whoa, hold on. Maybe we should take a step back. This is absurd to me, because we've been against it the whole time. And it wasn't because, you know, if you look back, it wasn't like, wow, this Patriot Act's really bad. It's good that they're going after the Muslims. It's good that they're going after, you know, the brown people. But what if it's used against white people? Then it would be bad. No, it's bad because it's bad. It's bad because it's the Patriot Act. It's bad because it's surveillance, because it's the lockdown, because it is a violation of so many of our most basic human rights embodied in our Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's bad because it's government power being exerted over anybody. Not because it might one day be done to me, but it's good that it's done to them. This is another just example, the consistency that we're so proud of, in the same way that we've always been consistently anti-war, whether it's a Republican in office or a Democrat in office. There's one thing I despise, and it's bombing innocent people on the other side of the world for no reason other than the enrichment of a few oligarchs. It's horrible. It's awful. And in fact, it used to be my sort of, it was my one shot. It was my, you know, silver bullet back in 2016 when people would be talking about Hillary versus Trump. And, you know, I'd be working in these very, you know, before I worked here, I'd be working in these very liberal workplaces. They'd be saying, I can't believe anybody would vote for Trump. He's such a scumbag, blah, blah. And I would just go, I like Trump, and I'm going to vote for Trump. They'd be so shocked. They'd, what? Why? How could you? And I'm just like, well, I just don't like war. So I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I'm going to vote for Trump. And literally, I would use this all the time, and they wouldn't know what to say because they knew I was right. They know Hillary Clinton's a warmonger. So what are they going to say? They're going to say, no, it's okay. No, Trump is so bad. I'm actually in favor of war. I'm going to vote for the warmonger candidate because Orange Man bad. It really made them question what they were doing, because it was so obvious how true it was that a vote for Donald Trump was a vote against war. And if that was, you know, and it's like, they'd be like, well, but what about blah, blah, blah? And I'd be like, it's war, dude. War supersedes it all. I'm against war. If there's I don't care who the candidate is. If he promises not to send us to war, to try in some way to end the endless catastrophe that we've been involved in the Middle East, that's my guy. That's the one I like. And these people have to admit, they have to, you know, take the truth that they're voting for the war candidate. And people don't realize that that's the same situation that we are in 2020. They missed this somehow. They somehow didn't notice that we hadn't started a new war in 4 years. A feat that is unparalleled by modern presidents. Truly incredible. I want to show you a video now, clip 14. Here's a Biden voter to CNN lamenting the fact that we seem to be, you know, speeding directly towards open warfare with massive powers in the Middle East. Now, he's more concerned about getting somebody else's money for himself. Let's go to this clip.
Seeing confirmed cases there, doctors and nurses are inundated.
Elmhurst Hospital, as you said, has really become the hot zone every single day. Patients are lining up outside here, many of them with cold and flu-like symptoms. They come here to be tested.
$1,000, you know.
Interesting. Did that go out, or are we playing this video?
A lot of promises unkept.
They're putting that stimulus check on the back burner. They're putting the minimum wage hike on the back burner. And they're dropping bombs in Syria right now. And those bombs are kind of expensive for a dude who owes me $2,000, you know?
Let me tell you something, Ben. Idiot. This is what you voted for. This is what you're going to get. Did you not know this? Were you not paying attention? You weren't tricked, right? This was out in the open. You just weren't paying attention. And by the way, nobody owes you crap, all right? Ben, ice fishing moron. You voted for this. You elected the warmonger president. You are responsible for this. Don't act like you were tricked. Don't act like you didn't expect this. Don't act like this was something that we weren't all aware of. You voted for this. You are responsible for this. And now, as we speed, you know, ever towards this open warfare in the Middle East for God knows what reason. I mean, can anybody tell me? I mean, at least when we went into Iraq, there was the falsehood being promoted, right? There was the lie of weapons of mass destruction, which, by the way, also not a mistake, right? Also wasn't oopsie daisy. They didn't have any. No, they knew they didn't have any. They did it anyway. It was just the patina of legitimacy as they move towards endless warfare. So I want to go to another video here. This is clip number 6. It's the Secretary of Defense warning the U.S. will strike Iran at any time, any place of our choosing. Let's hear it from the man himself.
This week we saw a second significant attack with those 10 rockets. Do you know who did it, and what kind of responses might we expect?
We want to make sure that that, again, we understand who's responsible for this. The message to those that would carry out such an attack is that, you know, expect us to do what's necessary to defend ourselves. We'll strike if that's what we think we need to do at a time and place of our own choosing.
But first, you get rid of all the racists in the military. First things.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, Alex Jones Show. My name is Harrison Smith. This is the last segment I will be on before I hand the baton off to John Rappaport for the final hour of the program. Of course, Owen Scheuer is at this very moment at the capital of Texas, where a bunch of brain-dead zombies are protesting against their own freedom. How dare you let me do what I want? How dare you not mandate that I wear a muzzle? It's just absurd, but I guess this is the world that we live in. Okay, fine. That's how we are. Of course, one of the other top stories of today is the beginning of the Derek Chauvin trial. That is, of course, the officer involved in the death of George Floyd. And there's a couple interesting headlines having to do with Black Lives Matter and George Floyd. Of course, we've seen the fallout, the riots that went on for months and months on end. Seems like a daily, you know, practically a sacrament, right? Every day around seven, you'd get onto Twitter or, you know, wherever you like to view this sort of stuff, and you'd tune in for the riots. It was quite a summer that we had. $2 billion in damage, dozens of people left dead, businesses and lives destroyed, but that's all fine. It's good, actually, according to our masters, according to our betters, according to the elites that dictate the vast majority of American opinion. But interesting story on Infowars.com. BLM backfire U.S. public opinion shifts on George Floyd's death, law and order as racial divide widens after a summer of riots. You don't say. Color me shocked. I'm flabbergasted. You're telling me that months on end of pointless violent riots actually, you know, based on a lie, protecting criminals and demonizing the police, that actually increased racial division? Bah, I'm shocked. Oh my God, who could have seen it coming? Yeah, of course. This happened, but you know, the damage is done. The police have been defunded. Now, certain places, I believe Minneapolis is one of them, defunded the police, saw a massive spike in crime and violent crime in particular, and decided to walk back the old defund the police program. Of course, defund the police was, it had to have been one of the most successful psyops of all time. I mean, defund the police, it's one of these statements that nobody'd ever heard before. And within 2 weeks, it's like laws are being passed and everybody's demanding it. And if you don't demand it, you're a racist and you'll be ostracized from polite society. And within 2 weeks, this happened last year. And it was absolutely incredible. I mean, you have to begrudgingly admire the ability of these New World Order, you know, globalist controllers. Their ability to manipulate people is truly incredible. You admire it in the same way that you admire, right, I won't even say it. A dog attacking a smaller dog. It's brutal. It's horrible. But my God, is that thing effective, right? So this is how it is. They're already massing in Minneapolis. They're already, you know, exerting their influence on the jury. The jury selection process is happening now. It'll take a few weeks before the trial ever even begins. Now, you know, I was watching the show earlier. Owen said that, you know, this guy, Derek Chauvin, will probably get off and that will inspire massive riots because he won't be convicted, because he shouldn't be, because the evidence is overwhelming. This was the death was a result of a overdose of drugs, likely happened because George Floyd was carrying drugs. When he got pulled over, he probably swallowed them and overdosed as a result. Of course, he was saying, "I can't breathe," while he was still sitting in the back of the cop car. He demanded to be let out of the cop car and sit on the ground. I mean, all of this is out there. I mean, the body cam is available. The entire thing is a scam, just like Hands Up, Don't Shoot, just like they all are. They're all based on lies. All of this chaos is predicated on nonsense. And then the fallout is very real. The fallout is doubling of crime in major cities, the tripling of crime, I believe, in places like Philadelphia, and violent crime. In fact, there's this insane story that perhaps illustrates it better than anything else. In California, a reporter was robbed at gunpoint while investigating car break-ins. So he's there to investigate the increase in crime, and he becomes a victim of violent crime. And there's other videos, I believe in San Francisco, or perhaps it was San Diego, of like cars driving down the highway. There's a traffic jam. One guy jumps out of a car, smashes the back window of another, robs it, like literal highway robbery, open, you know, broad daylight, no fear, right? No repercussions. That guy was never found. He'll never be stopped. There will be no recompense. The safety of the average American is, eroding constantly. This is just what happens. This is just the consequence of all of this going on. So perhaps that has to do with the fact that the appreciation of the good Black Lives Matter folks is diminishing. 36 respondents in a USA Today poll described Floyd's death as murder, down from 60% last June. So maybe our relentless pushing of the reality of the situation is in some way breaking through the, you know, mainstream media crafted shield of ignorance that has obscured the truth for so long. So it's the approval is down many points. 24-point plunge in public confidence that Floyd was murdered comes to light just 3 days before Derek Chauvin, the police officer who was shown kneeling on Floyd's neck, is scheduled to go on trial for murder and manslaughter charges. Public trust in Black Lives Matter has dropped to 50% this month, down from 60% last June, the poll showed. Just 42% of white respondents said they trusted Black Lives Matter, and trust in police and local law enforcement swung conversely, rising to 69%, including 77% of whites and 42% of blacks. So we are seeing some sort of correction to the absurdity that we've been subjected to. But again, the damage is done. The police have been defunded. The tens of millions of dollars have been funneled towards racist Democratic groups to perpetuate the lies, and still people completely ignorant, completely wrong will be perpetuating this lie with total confidence, incapable of being corrected to this. But there's another poll that came out yesterday that is even more amazing. New polling, this is from BigLeaguePolitics.com, new polling indicates that Americans massively overestimate the number of incidents involving unarmed black men being killed by police, with mainstream media fixation on a handful of incidents creating a false impression that thousands of unarmed black men are being killed every year. This is polling from the Skeptics Research Center, and it indicates that more than 76% of self-described liberals believe that police killed at least 100 unarmed black men in 2019, with a slim plurality ascribing to the belief that police have killed more than 1,000. But I got to tell you, it's even worse than that. You look at this bar graph where it breaks down the numbers that, that people believe the reality is. Under very liberal, you got 15% plus 8%, so about, you know, almost a quarter, 23% of the very liberal people believe that it is either 10,000 or over 10,000 unarmed black men killed by the police. The reality is 27. It's 27. So this is how far away they are from reality. This is how incorrect all of this is based on. They think it's 10,000 or more have been murdered. The reality, 27. Okay? This is insane. This is not, you know, and 27 is bad. I don't want 27 unarmed black men killed. Frankly, I doubt that's the real number. I mean, you know, Tucker Carlson did this for the year before, I believe, where he broke down all of the cases of unarmed black men killed by police. It was like, you know, I'm not even sure if it was double digits. It was a very small number. And then you look into those and it's like, yeah, he was unarmed, but he was trying to run over the police officer with his car. It's like, okay, he didn't have a weapon, but he was trying to run the guy over. You know, stuff like that. It, you know, so, okay, we'll go with the number 27. And that's a bad number. And you don't want 27 unarmed people killed by police. Doesn't matter what their race is. That's bad. That number's too high. It should be zero. But you got to understand what the police have to deal with and what this number really represents. It probably wasn't, you know, young gentlemen walking down the street, twiddling their thumbs and playing with a yo-yo. Suddenly, you know, police just shoot them in the head for fun. That's not what's going on here. It's almost always, you know, I just predicate it just a little bit. I would just say it's always having to do with the fact that somebody's committing a crime. The police try to stop them. They fight back. And the police defend themselves. That's almost the entirety of the situation. But it's not even about the number that it really is. It's about the disconnect between these people's perception of reality versus reality. And this is a gulf wider than the Gulf of Mexico. 27 versus 10,000. Or over 10,000. You know, I wonder if these people who were given this poll, if they're revealed to the real, like, does their mind change? Does their outlook change? Does the way they vote or the things they support change? Probably not, right? Probably not, because that's the way that this brainwashing works. You can show them, oh, you think it's 10,000? It's actually 27. And they'll go, that's a racist number. That number is a white supremacist number, I'm pretty sure. I heard that on the news, I think. So, of course, that's going to happen. So, delayed the jury selection trial. They're debating whether or not to give Derek Chauvin a third-degree murder charge. But regardless, we got riots in the future, folks. The forecast doesn't look good. It looks like there's going to be more violence, more chaos, more defunding the police, more crime on your dollar.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.